He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the, let's see, where are we at? We're October 6th already. Man, how time flies. When you're having fun, we had a great day in the market last Friday as the jobs report really saved the day for us here, coming in stronger than expected, and no sign of any kind of a recession for now, and that is good for the market. Let's see what the market is doing today. We did have a little bit of news over the weekend, especially out of Brazil, where Brazil had a kind of a stunning result to their election, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But right now the Dow's up 74 points, not bad. 17,078 is where the Dow now resides. Up a few percentage points for the year. Tough year, really is, 2014. The S&P is up 0.3%. It's up about 7 right now. That puts us back to 1974. Where were you in 1974? That's where the market is today. The NASDAQ is up 11, which is a quarter of a percent. 44.88 is where we're at on the NASDAQ right now. Crude oil, 87.86. You heard me right, 87.86. It's come down from $107. To $87. Hopefully you're paying less at the tank, at the gas station right now for the gas you put in your tank. Crude oil is down $20 per barrel. Man, that's just got to be killing some of these oil-dependent economies like Russia and Saudi Arabia, etc. The euro's at 1.25 as the dollar continues to scream higher. Now, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, my newsletter has kept you in the market for the last 66 months, and in fact, on Thursday of this week, we'll celebrate the 67-month anniversary of the current bull market. But as always, we keep our eyes in the rearview mirror because those objects in that mirror may be closer than they appear. We know that the last bear market took 53% out of folks' hides, so we want to be ever vigilant on this bull market that continues to roar. Now, it got some real scares here recently, some real scares, and one of the biggest scares right now has got to be Europe. Europe is in a meltdown, and the European continent, and even Asia, kind of in a meltdown right now. Luckily, Brazil got some good news, some very unexpected news over the weekend, wherein the third place guy in the polls, the pro-business guy, all of a sudden received a lot of support right there at the end, came in second to the socialist Dilma Rousseff, the incumbent. And he forces a runoff. And the Brazil market is soaring today after getting slammed last week. That is a very, very volatile region of the world right now. And so is Europe. Look at what's happened to Russia. The Russian stock market is down 23.3% so far this year. No wonder Putin hasn't been saying much lately. Unless he bought puts, unless he's short the Russian market, him and his cronies that run the country. The Russian ruble is also getting slammed. I believe it's 40. It takes 40 rubles to buy $1. That means the ruble's worth 2.5 cents. Began the year 30 rubles to the dollar, 3 1/3. So if you're planning on a vacation to Moscow, now's a good time. Moscow's also been hurt by a plunging oil market, plunging oil prices from $107 per barrel to just $87 per barrel, and that's all occurred in the space of about 3 months period of time. One of the biggest reasons that's caused that is a surging U.S. dollar. Remember all the folks that were clamoring for a crumbling dollar, runaway inflation, stock prices, stock market, and runaway gold prices? Well, they were absolutely dead wrong, weren't they? I'm not one of those guys. Now, I'm not saying there won't be a time when I will be, but for the last 5.5 years, I've said the stock market is the place to be. You don't want to fight the Fed. And those that fought the Fed, that called for a crumbling dollar and runaway inflation and soaring gold prices, look like knuckleheads right now. In fact, those of you who listen to those guys probably want to give them a big knuckle sandwich for costing you a lot of money, as the S&P has almost tripled over the last 5.5 years, while gold prices have plunged and the dollar has soared, and the dollar continues to soar today. You have to remember that currencies trade on a relative basis, one against another. And when folks look around the world at the crumbling euro and the crumbling yen, and the crumbling ruble, makes our dollar look pretty good, doesn't it? And the dollar continues to soar as commodity prices continue to implode. And this is hurting Europe right now. I mentioned in my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get at my website at pwstreet.com. I put a lot of work into this week's newsletter, as I always do. You might want to at least glance through it. Again, you can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. The European market continues to melt down. I would not have any exposure whatsoever to the European market. What causes markets to melt down? Looming recessions. And while we don't have a looming recession here in the United States yet, even though we will have one at some point in time, recessions are one of the biggest reasons that markets fall. And right now, Europe is worried about the European Union, the EU, going into recession. And if you look at a chart of the Europe market, just look at the exchange-traded fund, EFA, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, I talk a little bit about technical analysis here from time to time. We talk about uptrends, how we like to buy uptrends, or we like to buy stocks or indexes that are just breaking out of a sideways trend. What we don't want is that rolling over, that topping out, that plateau, and that rolling over, which you're seeing right now in EFA, the European market. Now, can they save themselves from recession? I don't know. Only time will tell, but right now the market in Europe is very, very worried about Europe going into recession. And that's why you're seeing European markets all over, and the components over the weekend. You need to really look at this. I'm telling you, this is important stuff. I showed a chart of Italy breaking down big time. Italy is down about 12-13% in the last few months. Germany, Merkel's Germany, plunging right now, down 20% in the last 3 months. And the euro itself has gone from 137 clear down to 125. The euro is plunging. The euro is at 125 today. That's a new low this year. And since May, the euro has plunged by about 7 or 8%. Like I said, it's a good time to go on a European vacation, because right now the dollar will buy a lot of euros. And if you think it's just a few countries in Europe that are melting down, take a look at France, EWQ, absolutely in meltdown mode. And obviously there's fear right now that Europe will drag the U.S. down in recession. But we got a jobs report on Friday that shows we're still healthy here. We still got a pulse. We're still growing. We're still thriving here in America. It could be a lot better, but it could be a lot worse at the same time. The jobs report showed that we continue to grow the U.S. economy ever so slowly. They call it a Goldilocks economy, not too hot, not too cold. It's good for the stock market. And that jobs report last week helped us a lot, helped the market. It showed once again that America is not right around the corner from a recession. And as long as we continue to grow, the market's going to continue to go up. Now, there's areas of the market that I don't like. I don't like the emerging markets anymore. I don't obviously don't like Europe. And I think the small caps are very vulnerable here. But for now, the market, the economy at least, here in the U.S. continues to be on track. Now, we'll get into more details of the market when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
said the right thing.
And that's what it's all about, is being in the right place at the right time and out of the wrong place at the wrong time. And the right place to be for the last 5.5 years has been the stock market. U.S. equities, ownership in companies, not lending to companies, although bonds have done okay. They haven't done that bad. But over the next 3 to 5 years, I don't particularly like the prospects for the bond market. The wrong neighborhood to be in has been commodities, particularly gold, or being negative on the market, being a sourpuss. That has cost people that have followed those pundits a lot of money over the last 5 years. They're going to eventually be right. And I'm not going to be always bullish on the market. I watch for signs. I watch for clues every day. In fact, last week it got a little bit scary there. The small caps were on the verge. I mean, they're on a precipice, looking down, ready to jump. And if you look at a chart of the Russell 2000 small cap index, which was up 40% last year, the next support level, if it were to plunge through the support level, is pretty far down. You could see a huge plunge if that thing breaks down, because the next support level is way far below. But so far, the small cap stocks have not broken down. They continue to go sideways to slightly lower this year. In fact, they're down about 4 to 6% so far this year. The larger cap stocks, however, in the U.S. continue to hold up. And what we really are watching for are signs that the U.S. economy is starting to look to contract instead of expand like it has been doing. And so far, that hasn't happened. Now, there's a lot of worries out there, as there always are. I warned last week about the small caps. I said, look, these things are on the verge here, breaking down. You need to really be careful with that. And I'm not a big fan of owning small cap or mid cap mutual funds right now in one's 401k. They were the best place to be. They were the right place at the right time over the last 2 years. And this year it's completely moved away into the larger cap companies, the big companies, which aren't as exciting, which aren't as sexy, which don't move as quickly. But it is what it is, and you have to go where the market, where the fish are biting. At the same time, the emerging markets, which looked so promising just 6 weeks ago, man, I showed a chart of the emerging markets, what they looked like 6 weeks ago. This includes China, Asia, South America, some of the areas, India, etc. I still like India, but man, the other small cap or the other emerging markets have really come under pressure here recently. That's another area that went from very positive and very encouraging to very negative very, very quickly. The world changes. If there's one thing I've learned in this business and following the news like I do, the world changes rather quickly. And sometimes you got to make adjustments along the way to your portfolio. The other area, the other thing that we continue to look at, again, is that U.S. economy. And as the jobs report showed last week, there's still absolutely no signs of a slowdown in the jobs market. And even though it could be a whole lot better, I know, participation rate, 36-year low. Underemployed rate, 11.6%. But the market takes its cue from the unemployment and the jobs created. And that continues to be acceptable to the market. In the meantime, we also watch for inflation. And so does the Fed, believe me, because inflation is one of the triggers that will cause the Fed at some point in time to put that next interest rate hike into effect. And right now, no signs whatsoever of inflation. In fact, gold sees just the opposite, deflation. The commodity index, the CRB index, is plunging. It's down 15% since May, while the dollar, the U.S. dollar, is up 11% since May. So there's absolutely no sign, at least as of now. And remember, the world changes quickly, but there's no sign of inflation. There's no sign of recession. And that means that the U.S. stock market continues to march forward. It's forward march still. as we approach the 67th month anniversary, coming up this Thursday, of a bull market that began on March 9th of 2009. And during that period of time, it's gone from 666 to over 2,000. Now, before we move on here to asset classes and indexes and whatnot, let's just look at what happened to the emerging markets here recently. Just when it looked like they were getting ready to break out as recently as 5 weeks ago, in fact, they were breaking out to new highs, along came Hong Kong, which seems to be simmering down this week. They've agreed to sit down and talk with each other. They're coming back from the streets. Protesters are dwindling in the streets, but they're going to have a head-to-head confrontation with the leader from Beijing, who's not supposed to be there in Hong Kong. They're supposed to remain autonomous from that 50-year handoff back in 1997. But all of a sudden, the Chinese stock market has come unraveled, just when it looked like it was getting ready to break out. Now, at least it's stabilizing for now, but that remains a very, very volatile situation in Southeast Asia. Brazil, on the other hand, was also ready to break out in September, early September, when it looked like the incumbent, Dilma Rousseff, was going to be unseated by the challenger. And nobody gave much hope to the guy in third place. And a funny thing happened. All of a sudden, the polls showed Rousseff back in the lead, and the Brazilian market plunged. It plunged to the tune of 20%. Then guess what happened over the weekend? I've been telling you that that election's coming up, and it happened. The third place finisher, the pro-business guy, who's ran a couple of states down there, pretty successful governor, pro-business, much more than Rousseff, who more is a socialist. And the gal that was running second, the radical environmentalist, she comes in third after being second in the polls. The pro-business guy comes in a strong second, big surprise, and now they'll have a runoff. So Brazil may end up getting a pro-business leader eventually, although there's a lot that can happen between now and then. And the emerging markets remain a very volatile place to be at the current time. Now, as we have what? We enter into the fourth quarter of 2014. Earnings season's upon us this week. We'll get the first earnings report from Alcoa. We'll get GDP pretty soon. It should show continued growth in the U.S. The Dow's up a mere 2.6% year-to-date. The small-cap index is down 4 to 6%, depending on which index you're looking at. Emerging markets are now only up 1%. Where is an investor? Where are the best places to be invested right now? When we come back, we'll narrow it down a little bit. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just take a look here at the next indicators that are so important in judging where we're at in the market, because we know that the bull has been going on for 66 months. It'll be 67 months this Thursday. And we know that it won't last forever, and we know that at some point in time, a new bear will ensue. Our economy will start to contract. And the stock market won't be the right place at the right time. And one of the keys that I continue to look at are the small cap stocks, which looked very, very rocky this past week. In fact, they almost broke down, but they didn't. They held. So far, you can say that the small cap market is in correction mode. I showed you the chart over the weekend in the newsletter, which you can get at pwstreet.com, of the one of the key indicators that I watch, which shows the resistance level on the small cap index and the support level. Resistance up here, support down here. If it breaks through that support level, that would be one of the first shoes to drop. And that has not happened yet. The small caps in 2014 continue to consolidate after being the place to be for the last 2 years. In 2012 and 2013, small caps roared. 2013 was an especially good year for small caps, U.S. small caps, that is, as they were up almost 40%. This year they're down. They're negative for the year, but they continue to consolidate for now. They're still shocked. They still have a shock. They're still getting over the withdrawal pains from stimulus being removed from the market, right? And that's what's happening right now. And the small caps are still wondering, getting used to it, if they can go on without stimulus in their veins. Well, as we take a look at the leading indexes around the world, there's 77 indexes that I track on a daily basis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is still number 3 out of 77. It currently gets a grade of B. In my system, a B equals a hold. It's still okay to hold the Dow Jones or large cap U.S. stocks. The number 4 ranked index in the world out of 77 is the S&P 500 Spider. That's how I measure it. It gets a grade of B minus right now, which is also a hold. Not as strong as a B, but it's still a hold nevertheless. It hasn't entered into warning territory, which would be the next step down, which would be a C plus. And if it were to go down to a C, that would be the first sell signal, which has not happened in the last 5.5 years. The app's a pretty handy little tool. You can at least check it out at beststocksnowapp.com. It's been as high as number 2 in the world of grossing financial apps on the iTunes Store. U.S. government bonds are the 5th best index in the world, especially the long bond. They've had a pretty good year as interest rates have defied gravity and interest rates have actually dropped here. You know, with all of the geopolitical concern, bonds are considered to be a safe haven. And even though the U.S. government is withdrawing its bid in the bond buying arena, U.S. interest rates remain low. U.S. government bonds remain a hold for now. And the 6th best index in the world is the NASDAQ, which currently is a B minus. That's also a hold. Not as strong as a B, but it's still a hold nevertheless. The next step down again would be C plus. And I'm going to put these this legend on my app so you can look up every stock and see whether or not it's a buy, sell, hold, or even a short candidate. That'll make things a little bit easier. The mid-cap Russell index is number 7 right now out of 77, and it also is a hold. Okay, and we look down a little bit further, also at a hold right now. U.S. large caps, mid-cap growth, total U.S. bonds, S&P 400, U.S. treasuries. Now, what are the worst indexes in the world right now, the ones to avoid? You know what? Russian small caps, be my guest. Have at it. That's RSXJ. That's the worst index in the entire world, Mr. Putin. Your RSXJ, Russian small caps. Argentina is next to last, as they've got some issues down there with defaulting on debt. And then just look to Europe. Man. Russia, Turkey, Italy, Spain, Greece, not places to be invested right now. They all are D plus or D, which means a D plus in my system of grading a D plus is equal to a sell. You don't want to own those right now. They gave a sell signal several months ago, and they've been on that sell signal ever since. Europe looks very, very bad right now. A D plus, in fact, equals short candidate. Look at them to short rather than be long. So as far as the indexes go around the world, the U.S. is still the place to be. The next thing we look at is the ranking of the asset classes. You've heard the term asset allocation. Bonds versus stocks, 60-40, 50-50, 70-30, whatever. I believe that ranking the asset classes is very, very important because I like to only be in the best asset classes. Stocks are still the best asset class, although bonds, they're okay. They're still a hold. The bond market's held up rather well this year. Last year, it was not a good place to be at all. The bond market was down anywhere from 7 to 10%, depending on which part of the bond market you were in. I continue to favor the asset class of equities at the current time, whether it's U.S. large cap value, U.S. large cap growth, NASDAQ, large cap dividend payers. Those are some of the leading asset classes in the world right now. What are the asset classes to avoid right now? Well, you don't want to be short the market. That's been the wrong place to be for the last 5.5 years. Being short the market means you're bearish on the market and you think it's going to go down. Folks that have taken that stance and have put their money where their mouth is have been clobbered over the last 5.5 years. The second to worst asset class is silver. The third to worst asset class is gold. Commodities in general have been a very poor place to be. And lastly, the emerging markets and the international markets, which looked so promising just 5 weeks ago, are not good places to be at the current time. So the best indexes in the world still U.S. stocks, U.S. bonds, still hanging in there okay in 2014, although, I don't know, I'm nervous. Makes me nervous. Rising interest rates at some point in time make me nervous, even though there's no sign of that yet. Still makes me nervous. I prefer stocks that pay dividends as opposed to bonds at the current time. And lastly, we look at the sectors of the market. This is also very important. If the stock market, if equities are still the place to be, there's a lot of sectors in the market, right? It's like from my office, I look at the Pacific Ocean. That's a big ocean out there. If I was to say right now, okay, I'm going to jump in my boat and I'm going to head on out and I'm going to go fishing, that's a big ocean out of there. It would help to have a little bit of advance information from folks that have been fishing those waters over the last several days as to where my highest probabilities are of catching a fish. I happened to listen to the radio reports. I was just out on the harbor doing a throwing a little swim bait around trying to catch some bass or some halibut. It was triple digit temperatures in San Diego this weekend. We're not used to that. I had to get out on the harbor in my little fishing boat, me and my wife. And I threw a plug around. And while I was out there, I was listening to the ocean fishing reports. And I can tell you there was only a couple spots out there that were really working over the weekend. And it's the same way in the stock market. With all the sectors out there, how do you think the gold miners are doing right now? Not too good. How do you think the multinationals are doing right now with the plunging euro? Not too good. They need those Europeans to be buying their goods. And with the plunging euro, they're not exactly buying U.S. goods right now. How do you think the energy oil stocks are doing with the $20 drop in oil price? Not too good. What are the places right now to be fishing? What are the waters that are the most fertile right now? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Boy, we've seen a lot of good baseball here recently. I've been especially excited to see the Kansas City Royals, who I can still remember. I think it was 85 when they played the St. Louis Cardinals. The Battle of I-70, they called it. The Battle of Missouri. Is that the Show Me State? The Show Me World Series? And I can remember that thing coming right down to Game 7. I can remember George Brett and our current San Diego manager, Buddy Black, and Whitey Herzog, and some of the old characters from the past. St. Louis had all those runners, Willie McGee, and some good pitching at the time. Good to see Kansas City back after, 30 years? no playoff appearances. No Yankees this year. That's kind of refreshing, I think. We'll see. Anyways, we've been talking about the market. We've been talking about the European meltdown. In fact, in my newsletter over the weekend, I showed a picture of a European meltdown sandwich. Looks pretty good. Something that you might want to cook up for your Oktoberfest party. But the European market's been getting schnitzeled here recently. And investors' faces in Europe look like sauerkraut right now. It's been tough. It's been a tough go. And it looks like to me it's going to get worse before it gets better over there in Europe. Emerging markets remain rocky for now. U.S. markets are a better place to be. There is renewed hope. There was a stunning election over the weekend in Brazil. Brazil markets are following up with the big rally. They're really hoping that the pro-business guy can unseat the incumbent Dilma Rousseff, who is very popular with the poor, but hasn't been very popular with the economy down there. And the rising dollar has obviously caused a big collapse in commodities. It continues to cause a big collapse in commodities. And as we continue to look for signs that America's heading for recession, boy, there's no signs of inflation at the current time whatsoever. And as the jobs report showed last week, there's still no sign of the jobs market deteriorating. So that was good. I mean, the market looked like it was on the verge of a meltdown last week, especially the small caps here in the U.S. And then the jobs report that came in on Friday saved the day, and the bull market continues. The economy continues to expand here in the U.S., not as good as it should be, but good enough for the market. The market continues to be in a bullish stance, particularly the large cap stocks here in the United States of America, which seem to be the king of the hill, especially when compared to Europe, when compared to Russia, when compared to China, when compared to Latin America. We're still the king of the hill. Remember that as you allocate your 401k at work. If you're 100% in gold, you're getting schnitzeled again. That's not the place to be. And those folks that have been calling for a crashing U.S. dollar, runaway inflation, soaring gold prices have been wrong for the last 5.5 years. Ever since Paulson and Geithner and the rest of them came in, Bernanke, started cranking up the printing presses to save our bacon. They've been calling for this to happen, and it just does not happen. Instead, the stock market has continued to march forward. In fact, it's almost tripled. And I've been saying in my newsletter, which you can get at pwstreet.com for the last 5.5 years, to remain in the stock market. I've become cautious at times. I've raised cash at times. But I've never taken away the bullish call that I made back on March 27th of 2009. But I continue to look forward and backwards and watch. Remain vigilant. Night vision goggles, barbed wire, whatever it takes. Looking for that bear out there somewhere. Okay, because at some point in time, we will face another recession, or we will face another bull market. And then we're not going to want to own very much of the U.S. equities market. The last place we look, we know now that the bull market is still intact. And this Thursday, we'll celebrate the 67th month anniversary of this current bull market. But, as I said, it's a big ocean out there. A big, big ocean. The best places to fish. If somebody came to me and I ran a little boat dock down here on the harbor and said, hey, I'm going to go out in the ocean today and go fishing, where should I go? Here's what I would tell them. I would say that the biotech sector is still a buy. There's a lot happening in biotech. There's a lot of mergers, acquisitions, new drug candidates. The biotech stocks have been red hot for the last 2 or 3 years. They had a big sell-off in March, February of this year. They've come storming back, and as it is today, they still remain one of the best areas to fish in the market. I would also say head for the pharmaceutical grounds. There's some underwater structure out there in the ocean that you can't see from the surface, but underneath, there's a lot of fish hanging out there. The pharmaceutical sector would include the activists of the world, the allergens of the world, etc. They continue to thrive as some 15 million people, new people, have entered into the medical system here in the U.S., helped by Obamacare, which is also continuing to boost the healthcare sector, which is the number three ranked sector, the third best place to fish right now. And rounding out the top would be consumer staples, kind of the defensive area of the market, obviously. And if I were to add one more, it would probably be the railroads, the transportations that have benefited from falling energy prices. Those continue to be the best areas of the market. And by the way, I would say, here's the places you don't want to go. There's rip currents there. You don't want to get swallowed up. I would avoid the metals and the mining sector and global shipping and natural gas and gold miners and European financials and solar energy stocks and Chinese internet stocks. Those are the worst places. Those are the treacherous waters right now. There's sharks in those waters, especially don't go diving in those waters. You might get eaten by a great white shark. The worst places. Anyways, markets change rapidly. Got to change with them. Bull's been intact. 5.5 years, it's still intact. You can follow along my newsletter, pwstreet.com, or if you'd like us to manage your money, at least talk to us about it. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.